Hello, and welcome back to the Hawkins Hellfire Collective. I'm Devin Grubb.
And I'm Zach Grubb.
And we don't have an episode to discuss today.
No, we made it through all four seasons, and we took a week off.
We did.
To gather our thoughts.
And to get sick.
And to get sick, apparently. because today, we are going to talk about something a little bit different. We're going to talk about our theories for the show moving forward, and also what we think we can expect from season five.
What we hope we can expect from season five.
Yeah, I think all of our ideas are at least based in things the show has like been leading up to.
They are, excuse me, but that doesn't mean that it will happen.
Not at all. But here's the thing.
I'm just preparing myself for disappointment on all fronts.
Oh yeah. See, but season five isn't happening for a long time.
Pay your writers.
Season five isn't happening for a long time, so who knows what's going to happen in these writer rooms when everybody gets back together.
Right. Like, this is... Oh my god. We're going to be so old when when season five comes out. And, like, so a group that I'm part of on Facebook, we're talking about it, and, like, they raised a really good point. They're like, what if we don't even get season five? And everybody was like, what do you mean? And they were like, well, they're already supposed to be doing a time jump, you know, because the kids are not where they're supposed to be. And she was like, with the way that the strikes are going, like, how far into the future are they going to go?
They're going to be like, men and women.
You know, like, they're
not going to be kids.
Like, goodness gracious.
I mean, like, they're already not kids.
They are, like, already not kids, you know, but I don't know, man. Pay your writers. Pay your actors. Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah, we want shows.
I want my shows. I'm going to sidetrack right now. We just finished The Bear, and I'm like, I want season three, and I don't know when we're going to get season three.
Yeah, like, for real.
Like, yes, chef.
Yes, chef. I need another season of this show. And, like, we're getting to the point where we're feeling that way about everything
about
we're watching.
About everything that we watch. Because there are shows that we, you know, finished when they ended in May, which is right when the writer's strike started. So they're all in limbo.
Yeah.
You know? And then the show, we're going to subsist on reality shows. Thank goodness British Bake Show starts next week.
You are going to subsist on reality shows. I actually do like
you
all of
love
your, all
Paul
of your
Hollywood.
Shows. I do. But I'm lucky in that voice actors are not affected by the strikes.
That's so true.
Most of the media I consume is completely unaffected.
Well, we have Fiona and Cake.
We do have Fiona and Cake, which has been incredible
it
on its
so
own.
Good. So good.
So many things we could talk about once, you know, there's nothing left to say about Stranger Things. But that day is not today.
That day is not today because we have so much, like, media from Stranger Things that we can discuss. So
we do.
I will say we might not be every week anymore.
Yeah,
every other week. We might take some, like, you know, some time off to collect our thoughts, to gather our things. But
we've got a lot of books to read.
Yeah.
But I think,
I digress.
Yeah. Let's get this first theory up and going.
Out there.
And this is one we've talked about throughout the entire series.
We've talked about these.
Everything has been mentioned before.
We've mentioned all of them. So we're kind of just like recapping.
Yeah.
Our theories.
And let's be real. Some of these, you know, you probably had to be a listener pretty early on to hear us talk about it, especially mm-hmm. this first one.
And it's a big one, though.
And it's a big one. I feel like we'd probably be able to talk more about this than any of the others, honestly. Mm-hmm. But we both think that Will's influence on the Upside Down is going to play a major role in season five. Do you want to break down, like, what we think this is?
So, well, basically, like, when we say Will's influence, we think that, or our theory is, that the Upside Down was not modeled after Hawkins until Will got there. Which is why when they get there in season four, it's stuck the day or it's the day he went missing. Not that, I mean, I guess it would be it's stuck because he hasn't been there. But it's the day he went missing because when he got there, you know, I don't know, did he do it? Like how?
Well, like, okay, there's two different ideas here. Either the Upside Down is stuck in time and nothing moves forward, or like the Upside Down as it is was formed on that day, which is why nothing changes.
No, I just mean like, how did he make it that way?
Oh, yeah.
Like did he do it? Was it something like in his mind going off of that like latent power ability, like, I guess?
Is it because he was the first person to enter the Upside Down since Vecna?
And at this point, Vecna is no longer a person.
Right.
You know, he's completely lost all of his humanity by the time Will gets there. Because when he gets there, it's nothing. It's a wasteland. It's just like this like deserted place with these creatures and everything. And I can't see him making it like Hawkins at all. He hated where he was from.
Right.
He would not have wanted the Upside Down to be where he was. He liked it the way it was. And he took it over. You know what I mean? He kept it the way, like looking the way it was. Right. And he just, you know, consumed everything.
And it doesn't seem like anyone else who enters the Upside Down has any kind of influence over it.
No.
So what is it? Is it that Will has some kind of latent abilities that were never brought up or never explored? Is it Will's artistic vision?
Maybe.
That allows this? The fact that he is a gifted artist, like the Upside Down latched onto that and created the world around him. He sees it?
Yeah.
Actually,
That's
a new thought.
That's an interesting thought.
Because Will does see the world as dark and scary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously the tentacles are there because the tentacles are there. That's got nothing to do with
that. They were there before.
Right. But I don't... that's... Okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
Didn't expect to be saying anything new.
You know, or was it there... I mean, did it do that as like... Now I'm just like rambling here. As like a comfort thing? Like did he want Will to be a part of it?
I don't think so.
Probably not. I'm just, you know.
Because here's this.
I'm just throwing some thoughts out.
Yeah, this is the wild thing about season one is that everybody who's brought into the Upside Down was eventually like strapped to a wall and made an eggplant for the.
Oh, and that's right. And he was including Will. Right.
But like.
But still. why? Yeah. Right. Why Will?
Why Will?
Why was Will? Like, what's the correlation between the Upside Down and Will?
Is it really happenstance that Will got there first and the day he went missing is when Hawkins formed around the Upside Down?
Right.
Because there's no other reason for, like, there's no other reason for the Upside Down to stop the day that Will went missing.
Right. Because, I mean, okay, Barb went missing a couple days later. Like, why is it not stuck on that day?
Right, or
like
hunters.
Or the hunters. Why is it not stuck on the day the hunters went missing? Like, why is it...
There were at least, like, five other people stuck in the Upside Down. Why is it just Will?
Just Will.
Just because he was the first?
Right. Like, I think that's a whole, like, another reason why people, you know, us included, you know, have that theory of it starting with Will, it's ending, it's going to end with Will. Like, there's definitely... There has to be some significance there. That can't just be, you know,
nothing,
a one-off thing that we're just supposed to forget about. Like, that's significant.
There's no reason for Nancy to call that out.
Right. Because it's not, it's like she, there, it's, everything is different. And it's not just because, oh, you know, they didn't have guns, so they had to, you know, do their thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That can't be the only reason for that.
Yeah.
You know, for them to go to work, the whatever the place was called.
It's interesting, though, that if everything is stuck in the day that Will went missing, that means Eddie's guitar has been hanging on that wall for how many years? And that he always keeps his guitar on that wall.
At least 3 years.
Yeah, at least 3 years ago, Eddie was living with his uncle and he had his guitar strapped to that wall.
Well, 3 years ago, I think was his. That was his first round of senior year.
Yeah.
So he probably was living with Wayne still.
Yeah. Maybe the Eddie book. We'll get into that.
Oh, that comes out next month. I haven't pre-ordered it. Oh, I should probably do that.
Yeah.
Side note for me.
So yeah, Will's influence in the Upside Down. I think that is going to be a major player in season 5. If it's not ball dropped, like
yeah, big ball drop.
It has to matter.
It needs to matter for my sanity.
Yeah.
For my sanity, it needs it needs to matter because I feel like it's important.
Yeah, if you draw that correlation in your penultimate season and you mm-hmm. do nothing with that, mm-hmm. that's bad writing.
Yeah.
Next up, 8 will come back in the final season.
God, I hope not.
I know. They really want people to forget about that character, but the fan base has not forgotten about that character.
My only take on this, is that, and I think we've talked about it before, they would really, really, really need to do some serious characterization of her if they're going to bring her back.
She needs an arc.
Yeah, because I don't think it will work otherwise. Or it might work, but I'm not going to care.
Like, she wouldn't interact well with any of the characters.
Absolutely not.
Same token, you know, the world is being destroyed by a monster, and Eleven, being who she is, knowing that someone else out there has powers that could help them, not acting on that
mm-hmm.
is very... Like, what kind of sense does that make?
Oh, wait. If she doesn't, like, call yeah, call like, if
Eleven
doesn't
reach out to 8, like, that's just Eleven, deciding she's going to go it alone? I'm fine with all of my non-powered friends helping me, but my super-powered, quote-unquote, sister, who's kind of awful, but, you know, could
help.
Well,
that would be them wanting us to forget about her.
Exactly. I think 8 will come back in the final season. I don't think they're going to let that strand die there, but I don't think they're going to do anything to make it work. I think they're just going to drop her in as like part of the plan to get Vecna, and that's going to be it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very unfulfilling, but overall, hopefully it just works.
I mean, I can't stand that episode, her, any of it. So like, I will not care if she's not brought back.
Yeah. Oh no, me neither.
Like, I might even be happy.
I'm just saying that I think they're going to do it. I would probably prefer if they didn't. That said, I would like her to be acknowledged in some way so that it's not just this weird one episode aside that never comes back. This horrible backdoor pilot that didn't get off the ground because the characters were unlikable.
Well, okay, but what if she doesn't get brought back, but she gets mentioned? What is it going to be, Eleven? Like, oh yeah, by the way, there's somebody else out there like me, and we'll, like, you, like, okay, cool. Like, you don't think Mike's going to be like, well, what are you doing? Like, why don't you bring her in? Like,
we know there's going to be a time skip.
That's true.
So it could easily be hand-waved by, like, you know, actually, this could get into something else we're going to talk about. Like, what if, for whatever reason, the military mentions there's someone else with powers, and they're like, no, she died doing this, or, like, you know.
Yeah.
Or no, she's off the grid. We can't reach her for help.
Right, because I mean, she is acknowledged in season 4, like when Henry/Vecna/1 is Peter, he tells her like, oh, this was before 8 left.
Yeah.
So.
Which also, like, I think we talked about this already, but how funny is it that you've got this entire room full of kids that all have the same power, and they just picked up 8, and they were like, oh, let's see what we can do with this one.
Because she's got different powers than everybody
else. She's got different
powers.
What can we do with 8? She's got different powers.
She's different.
Like, what was your plan, Brenner?
He didn't have one, because she was different.
She's not like other test subjects.
I'm not like the others.
You want to go on to our next one?
What's our next one? Oh, sure. Vecna will make puppets using either Max or Eddie.
So
we talked about this one before too.
We have, yeah.
I think it's incredibly plausible.
Yeah,
not because I'm on the delusion train of of Eddie getting brought back. It could absolutely work with Max as well. Vecna needs a body.
Yeah, he was set on fire and shot multiple times, mm-hmm. like point blank with some buckshot.
Yeah.
We know he's hurting and he's trying to recoup.
Like, Will's confirmed that.
Yeah, like, if he doesn't want things to slow down in his takeover of Hawkins, he's going to need a vessel.
Yep.
And it's not going to be Will.
No.
And it's not going to be Eleven.
Nope.
So
he's got a corpse that he could literally just, you know, boop, take over. Or
he's got
Max's mind is blank.
Yep.
So, well, I feel like one of those could work.
Yeah, either really could work. Mm-hmm. Eddie being in the Upside Down, being a fresh dead body, eaten up by the Demobats.
Episode 1 of season 5's name is The Crawl.
Oh God, yeah. Well, because yeah, it's going to be Vecna crawling away from wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. We've said it before, easily, like, if his crawl ends with him finding Eddie's body, boom, he's got a new thrall.
Yep. Yep.
He he is Vecna. He would create thrall. He's done it before with the whole group that Billy... So, like, in D&D, a thrall is, like, all of the people that work under you. Okay. Like, a vampire thrall is a vampire, but, like, not a full vampire.
Gotcha. Okay. So, like, your minions.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Sorry, I was using the D&D
lore. No, that's okay. No, absolutely use the D&D, use the D&D lore. That's what this show does.
Exactly. Like, he had a thrall in season 3 when Billy, like, gathered all those people and they turned into goo for him to give him the flesh flayer.
Yeah.
What a metal name for a monster.
Flesh flayer.
Anyway. He's done it before, and I can't see why he wouldn't do it again, especially if, like, he can just use Eddie's body.
Right.
Yeah. And Max's is just as plausible. He could reach into her mind because it's empty. Use her mind,
right.
And just use her as a vessel. And just take
over her mind.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we talked about it already in our last episode, so I'm not going to get into it, but there's also the whole thing about, you know, where is Max? We believe she is literally within Vecna, so just all the more reason he could use her body.
Because he takes his victims, right? His victims' power or whatever. Yep.
Also gives us a way to have more screen time for Sadie Sink, because
yeah,
when you see his other victims inside his mindscape, they're all dead and messed up and their eyes are gone.
But she's not dead.
She's not dead. He didn't finish what he was doing, so... Mm-hmm. We could literally have a whole season of Sadie Sink trapped within Vecna. Lost in his
mindscape, right.
Yeah. Lost in his mindscape, or, like, you know, done up the way the others are, but you know, alive. She's got her face. She's got her eyes. Like, she's not all messed up. She can talk to him.
Yeah.
So kind of a damsel in distress situation.
But I don't want that for Max.
But keeping in mind that also Sadie Sink would be playing Vecna.
That's true. Oh, that would really test her chops.
She don't need testing. She got the chops. She can do
it. No, but you know what I mean? Like, that would be really cool to see. Honestly, it would be really cool to see either of those actors, Sadie Sink or Joseph Quinn, being villains.
Yeah, playing a villain.
Villains.
They could both do it.
Because it's such an opposite of what their characters on this show are.
Yeah.
You know, they're both, like, inherently good people on the show.
But prickly.
But they are a little prickly. That, you know, they are good on they're good on the inside. They have a little bit of a sour exterior. Until you get to know them. And I feel like it would be really, really cool to see either of them take that
the villainous route in their acting. Yeah, it would be very cool. Kind of piggybacking on that, we think the only way to save Max is to kill Vecna.
Yeah, well, that goes more with him having her.
I think that's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. If she's trapped in him the same way all the other people he killed are, and she has a living body to get back to, the only way to free her is to kill him.
Is to kill him. And unfortunately, that does not mean that Chrissy or Fred or Patrick would be coming back.
No, they dead.
They're dead.
They're dead.
He smushed their them.
Yes.
But he did not smush her. So... so she could come back. Excuse me.
He did not finish the ritual.
No. Well, he sort of did. Her heart stopped.
That's true. That's true. He finished what he needed to do.
But it wasn't totally correct.
No.
Because, you know.
There was a bit of intervention.
11 was Jesus for a minute.
Well, 11 used the opposite of Vecna's power the same way Vecna used the opposite of hers.
Yes, I jest.
You jest. You jests and japes.
What's next on this list of ours?
This little list of ours. Major changes to Dustin's character next season.
We've talked about this.
I'm going to let you go off.
We have talked about this significantly. So I'm not, or I don't want to go, you know, the horse, he's been beaten enough. I don't need to keep smacking the horse. But Dustin was extremely connected to Eddie. They were, you know, Dustin looked up to Eddie like a brother, you know what I mean?
It's like, imagine if Steve died.
Right. Oh my God, that would be much worse.
Exactly, it would be worse.
Way worse.
But like that is.
But like
the relationship he had cultivated with Eddie that was done this, mostly off camera
was very similar.
It was very similar.
He looked up to him, and he died in his arms.
Promising he would protect.
Promising that he would take care of the little sheepies. And at this point, you know, well, he's gone and there's no school. Like, Hellfire is gone. So what am I going to do? I'm going to protect people. I'm going to fulfill my promise, like I told him. But he's also going to be a little messed up because his best friend died in his arms, you know?
At least he should be.
He should be. There should be some kind of character change for Dustin. And we've talked about it before, he's kind of the only one of the main group of kids that was kind of like fully fleshed out from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't really need any character growth. Dustin knew who he was from the start. So I think it's okay if in season 5 there's some change to him. And I think it's necessary. They've also said that Eddie's death will have, you know, major repercussions in season 5. And besides bringing him back, I feel like that's the only real thing that makes sense.
Yeah, because he's the only character who cares enough that it would have an effect on him.
But also, I've also mentioned this before. Like, I feel like they all connected with him in some way. They all should be a little bit more upset than they are.
And they're not.
And they're not.
And they're, I'm gonna chalk it up to not having enough time to explore this.
Well, hopefully, you know, that something that we're not talking about our wants yet, but I'm gonna say it because it goes with this. I want that. I want to know what happened in those 2 days that we didn't see, and I want to see some of our Hawkins crew upset. Erica should be upset.
She
lost her DM. Well, she should be upset. Lucas was a part of Hellfire. He should be upset. Steve should be upset.
Lucas gets an out.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Lucas has some other things
on his mind. But Steve should be upset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They got to be friends by the end right. of that.
The only ones that maybe wouldn't be as broken up about it would be like Nancy and Robin. But even then, I feel like Robin would be a little bit upset.
Robin's affected by Robin, the situation. Like, right. It's weird that she's not.
Right. Because Robin, before any of this even happened, Robin was like, how are we supposed to tell him that we're not, you know, that they're looking for him still? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She felt bad for the situation that he was in already, you know? I don't know.
Just going to throw this out there because it popped into my head while you were talking about all of this. What if season 5 actually opens with a funeral?
Oh, fuck. No.
But at the end of the scene, it goes upside down and we see Eddie still laying in the upside down and Vecna crawl up to him.
They wouldn't have a funeral for him because he's just...
It would literally just be the kids and his uncle.
They could... That's so sad.
But, like, think about it. They have the whole funeral scene, and then we go... Like, they do that panning down thing and flipping over. And it's, yeah, and it's Eddie's body in the upside down. Vecna comes by, then, boom, eyes open up. It sounds like a scene from the show.
It does. I saw... Okay, so...
Uh-oh.
Well, no, I'm just going to go off for a second. So, he apparently answered a question at, like, a con a little bit ago, but the answer just came out about, like, how it was filming his final scene or whatever. And, like, he talks about how he got brought into the makeup stuff and how they put, like, all this stuff on him, which you never see. But then he also mentions about them putting something in his mouth and contacts in his eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I saw this on a TikTok and the girl was like, why, what are they putting in his mouth? Why does he have contacts if he's just going to be dead?
Was he screwing with people?
I don't know.
Because that sounds like vampire teeth.
I mean, he could be messing with us because at this point, everybody is aware of the cast theory.
Yeah.
But like... But also, they did put all these wounds on him. Like, I've seen the pictures. Like, yeah. I follow the makeup artist on Instagram, and she posted all these pictures, like, a little bit after this season ended. And he's literally, like, there's all this, like, prosthetic wounds on him that you never see. Why go through all that trouble? Why go through all that trouble?
It's a really good point.
You know what I mean? Why go through all that trouble for it never to be seen? Because all we see is that his shirt is torn up a little bit and he's bloody.
Yep.
His eyes are the same. He doesn't have blood in his mouth, so it's not like they did blood capsules, right? Like, was he bleeding from the mouth?
He might have had some blood, like, coming out of the sides of, you know, okay, like, so, coughing well, up blood. All right,
well, so that could have been what they put in his mouth, but his eyes didn't change.
No, they didn't.
And his shirt, his clothes were just bloody. You never saw any wounds and stuff, so why go through all that? For what purpose? For what purpose? I need to jump off this train.
At this point, the plot is so thick.
So thick.
Like, we're literally dipping into, like, potato soup here. This is thick. There's no thicker for the plot to get. Just tell us what's going on.
They're not gonna. And here's the thing. If they're bringing him back, that's something that we will not know until it happens. They will not say anything.
Yeah, you're right.
That it won't even be in trailers. Like, we will not know until it airs.
They will go out of their way to make those trailers as esoteric as possible. Mm-hmm. They really will. They'll even fake some scenes, I guarantee it.
Oh, probably.
They'll fake some stuff. Let's jump off for now.
That's fine.
The next one is very, very quick, very simple. I've said it 1,000 times. I'm going to say it again. Jonathan's going to die.
Saving Will, specifically.
Jonathan is going to die. There is nowhere for that character to go anymore. He did not resolve what's going on with Nancy, and he's not going to. Or if he does, it's going to be one small plot point that takes place before his death. They're going to kill Jonathan.
Yeah, probs.
I just can't, out of every character on the show right now, he's the only one I think is not safe
yeah.
in this final season.
Yeah.
Or at least the only main cast member I think is not safe. And yeah, I don't even need to say anything else. I've talked about this a lot in the past. I am absolutely certain Jonathan's going to die.
Honestly, I feel like it'd be a little be surprised, more surprised if he didn't.
Kind of, yeah. Like, and I almost feel like it would be the wrong play if they killed anybody else.
I don't know that they will. They only kill new characters. They make you fall in love with them, and then they kill them.
Jonathan changed enough in season 4 to be considered a new character. Every single thing he did was out of character except for the one scene in the pizzeria with Will.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally not the same dude we've been following around for 3 seasons.
It's true. Very true.
All right.
Very true.
Have we seen the last of the Russian particles, and how exactly did they get there? So...
that's what I want to know. That's yeah. what haunts my dreams at night.
So, that's what haunts her dreams. So, there is the comic about Russia, Kamchatka, which is supposedly canon, that talks about how the Demogorgon got to Russia.
Yeah.
And even in that, they don't explain
there's
the
no,
particles.
There's no particles in that.
There's no particles in that. It explains the Demogorgon, does not explain how they captured some of the smoke.
No. Do they, like, put it in a bottle when the mall was, like, getting blown up? Like, what did they do?
I honestly have no idea. So we have no idea how the Russians got the smoke. We know how they got a Demogorgon. We don't know if the smoke only took over the Demogorgons or if it made it out with a human vessel.
With a pet, but yeah, because there was lots of bodies.
Lots of bodies. And seemingly the only dude left alive was like, oh yeah, the smoke went into the monsters and brought them to life. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we didn't see any of this happen.
No.
So, knowing Vecna, the odds of him having a backup plan here and throwing some smoke into a person are pretty high.
Yep.
We literally watch him we've watched him do it before.
Yeah. A few times.
So... if the Russia subplot is truly over, this isn't going to amount to anything. But they can literally keep that side of things running and even create tension like across the world if they do what we've been saying they're going to do and have this like sprawling final season.
Yeah.
If the Kremlin is infected with the smoke monster. Essentially under Vecna's control. It would be so 80s
really
to make it
be.
Like America versus Russia.
Versus Russia. It really would.
Yeah. This is more theory than anything else, especially because it's not set anywhere, but...
yeah.
I just can't see them leaving that thread dangling.
They would, though.
Yeah, they would. and if we never go back to Russia, I will be perfectly happy.
Right.
I really
like,
will.
Honestly, I mean, this is just something that, like, we think about. Like, it's not necessarily important.
No, it's not.
It's just a question that we have. Like, I mean, I'm not going to care if it's not touched on again.
Same.
It's, yeah, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Move on to the next one?
Yeah. What do we got? Where's Owens? Where is Owens? And will the military... what did you put?
Will they
back 11? No, what, now that, you know, the upside down is coming to the right side up.
Yeah, or will they think it's her fault?
Right, this is what that's what I think.
Yeah. I think they're going to back 11 because they now have access to everything that was in that bunker. So they're gonna see the tapes of one.
That's true. And
unless
if they
just burn it.
Right.
Because they're idiots.
Well, there's that. You know, if they had any kind of... well, no, they don't care because they think that she was working with the Russians. So they probably would just burn it. And they won't listen to Owens. Because I feel like Owens should be like, no, like, there's these tapes. Like, let me show you these tapes. You know what I mean? But
like, what do you think we're doing here?
What do you
look
think,
around.
Right. This isn't, you know.
You're going to have to investigate all of this.
Right. So who I would like to know if Owens gets out of their grasps.
He has to. Because they're going to need someone on the inside, like, vouching for them throughout this next season.
Yeah.
And if
well, it's... his person.
Yeah, the lady.
The lady is still there.
Miss Ladyface.
I don't know what her name is. We never got her name. She never says what her name is.
It's possible we didn't pay attention.
No, I don't think it's ever said. I don't think it said who the guys are that, like, protect the California crew really? At first. I thought they had agent names. I don't know that they have agent names. I mean, they might.
Argyle just called him, like, Agent Dude.
Yeah. But anyway, we still have her. So,
yeah,
she's the one who brings Hopper and Joyce.
Technically, home. We have that whole agency because that's also who Hopper and Joyce talked to when they were in Russia. Yes. Like somebody from Owens's people Owens on the people. Inside.
Yeah.
So that whole agency is still out there. I guess it's a question of whether or not Owens can get back
Owens
to them.
Owens gets back to them. Or who gets to them first, Owens or the military.
Yeah.
Basically.
But
I don't think that they're going to back 11. I think they're going to think that she's the cause of all of it.
I honestly don't know. I
would hope not, but I kind of think that that's where what would happen.
Like, this guy is stubborn as hell and his entire squadron got wiped out. I'm thinking somebody higher up than him is going to bring the hammer down, right? Like, he fucked up on the highest scale and got a bunch of his own people killed mm-hmm. and didn't get the girl.
Well, yeah.
Like, he's gonna face some kind of consequences. And hopefully the next person who comes in is willing to go, hey, they've got an entire research facility full of documents and movies. Maybe we should look at that.
Hey, this seems important.
This guy was clearly incompetent and wouldn't do his job right, but... Maybe I should. Nah, it's the American military. What are we talking about?
Ba-dum-tsh. What do we got next?
The last one for the night.
Stevie boy.
Steve. His whole van full of kids going cross country. A van full of little Harringtons.
Yeah, we think that's foreshadowing of them going like...
We're leaving Hawkins next
Road
season.
Road Warrior.
Yeah. We're leaving Hawkins next season. Whatever's going to happen to Hawkins is going to happen early on. And we think the rest of the season is going to be taking place on the road with Steve behind the wheel.
Yeah. Because honestly, I feel like this is not going to be contained to just Hawkins. There's no way. It's going to spread. It is going to spread. And they're going to have to leave.
Hawkins is going to fall. The town of Hawkins is going to fall into the upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to spread to the rest of the world. And that's going to be how this season moves along. We're going to see them on the road. We're going to see them tracking Vecna. This is going to be larger scale than anything Stranger Things has done.
Yeah.
Which, not to bring it up again, but all the more reason... It would make sense for 8 to get involved if places other than, you know, Hawkins.
That's
are
true, because she's in Chicago.
Right.
So, and I feel like feasibly that's
close enough
to Indiana.
And it would also give them somewhere to go after Hawkins falls.
Right, somewhere for them to stay.
Yeah. Can you imagine Steve not taking her shit?
Oh my God.
It'd be a fun interaction.
I just...
Ugh. I know. But, yeah, Steve's going to get his wish, just not the way he wants to.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, he's already got the kids. He's got the kids.
Yeah.
Already.
Now he just needs Mrs. Harrington. Or I guess technically he'd be Mr. Wheeler.
Well, Jonathan has to die first.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Good God.
It's going to happen. Like, they wouldn't have bothered with all of this setup. And if it doesn't happen, then I will stick to my guns and say it was absolutely part of the original plan and something made them change their minds. Because there's no way they set all of this up to have Jonathan make it out alive.
Yeah.
So, I think that's where we can end off for this.
That's fine.
Those are our thoughts on where season 5 is going. Those are our theories. You know, hit us up on the Instagram or anything
else.
So
message our Instagram. We would love to hear, some of what you guys think for season 5, what some of your theories are.
We would love to do a whole episode of fan theories.
Yeah.
Viewer theories.
Yeah, listener viewer theories. Yeah. So yeah, hit us up on Instagram and we could, you know, if enough people hit us up with their thoughts, their feels, their theories, we can do a whole episode.
Yeah, I would really like to do that.
That would be really fun. Really fun.
Also, just a bit of news. I am trying to bring the Hawkins Hellfire Collective to YouTube.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you wanted to do that.
I do. There is a program for bringing your podcast to YouTube now, and I'm going to see if I can get all of our episodes uploaded on there so people have another avenue to watch us or listen to us. You know, if you're listening up to this point, there's no point in going back. But
right, but if you're a new listener.
If you're a new listener, there's a chance you could find all of our stuff on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
I think that's it for today.
Yeah, I think so. We probably won't be on next week.
No, the week after, most likely.
But the week after, yeah, because we have to figure out what we're going to talk about.
We also have a very busy October.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Next weekend is busy for us, for me. Following weekend, we're celebrating our anniversary.
Yeah.
And then we have wedding, birthday.
October's an intense month for our family.
So
we will try to get content out to you guys.
We will definitely get content out. It just might not be as weekly as it usually is. But I will try to stay as active as possible on our Instagram. So that you guys can still, you know, interact with us.
Just make sure you're following us on social.
Yeah, I'll put some fun polls out, you know, some questions, things like that. So.
Yep.
Just keep your ear to the ground. Is that the
ear to the ground?
Keep your ear to the ground. We'll be around.
Signing off from the Hawkins Hellfire Collective. I'm Zach Grubb.
And I'm Devin Grubb. Dusty Buns gets it done.